Let me welcome you to the our meeting of the fully fledged meeting of the PC. This comes after our week-long stress plan. Actually, it's not just 3 days. I think those who are not part of our stress planning process have missed out a lot, because we, before the stress plan, did receive presentation that really helped in emphasizing and making us to understand most of the issues that we confronted with as this portfolio committee from time to time. And I think we did also receive a presentation from the minister who is responsible for the secretariat coordination of the PICC. So I guess we were able to understand the PICC better than, the work of the PICC better than we used to before. There are still outstanding presentations, of course, that we are to receive from other specialists, and we're hoping that before we go on the third quarter recess, we would have perhaps have undergone those workshops. I think the workshops, let me move away from that. The stress plan actually came out with a few resolutions. We did receive the first draft of the report from the stress plan workshop. I think the chair and the staff are still going to look at it before the management, before being presented to the management and then to all members for endorsement. We managed to draft actually the report of the briefing, strategic plans briefing from the department, and the entities, and we are ready to discuss it today, and I'm hoping that we will do justice to this report and then officially also adopt it today, so that we don't have to have challenges going forward next week. I realize that some of the members were not there for the whole of last week, for the last 2 years. Hence did not have the benefit of interacting with the department and other entities. I think there were competition authorities. So you will pardon us, but you have to go with the flow, because I don't think you will really participate on the content and the context, because you won't be there. You were not there. The only thing that perhaps you can help us with is the formulation of the sentences and all that, especially those who understand English better than some of us, whom English is the fifth language. So I think that way to speed up the process of discussing the report. I thought I should just put that. I guess we all know that we will, our EPC next week on Tuesday the 7th of May. I think starting from 2 o'clock. We also have, we are privileged that our committee is one of the priority committees in Parliament who are going to be presenting at the chamber in plenary, unlike other committees who are going to have EPCs. So we're going to have a full plenary debate I think it's an opportunity that you should not miss. I know some of the parties would want to make a full meal out of that. Be careful. Be careful though, don't set yourself up. Yeah, I saw you were very heated last week. I don't know from where. Somebody must have done something for you to heat you up. I hope it's not Nomulelo who heated you up. Okay. Yeah. Let me finish first. I'll give you the opportunity to do so. Yes. Yeah, I think today we're just looking at the report, and we make sure that we are happy with the final product. And then next week will be debate. It was just on that, just to remind you so that you don't forget. Let me also use this opportunity to welcome our new member here, Ndate Mohan. You're mostly welcome. We hope that your experience and your wisdom will help in making this particular committee a better committee. We know that through your participation, you make us better than who we were before. We do as a committee appreciate every input that we get from every member, each and every member. And we appreciate views, even if they come from different parties. That's why we are so united to this team. From the experience you have, I guess that we are really going to benefit a lot from you, and please feel free to participate. And I know as a cadre of the ruling party, you already know, yes, he is a cadre and Shema of the ruling party, so he's tried and tested. don't feel threatened by that. We're just adding on the very strength that we have in this committee, so that but you're still the last one. Yes, you don't need to be threatened by someone. Okay, so that was a way of welcoming you, Dr. Mohan. Let's do likewise, the way we welcome other members, please. Thank you very much. It wasn't that energetic. It's like people work from lunch, were very sleepy. Yeah, sounds better now. Thank you. Let's not waste more time. Sound on. I don't know. I think it's that members did receive their copies on time and they were able to go through the report. All what I'm going to do, I'm going to go over the report. We're going to go page by page until to the last page so that we satisfy ourselves. We're not going to give any time for reading because we received this the report in time. The only person that might have a challenge would be Ndate Mohan. But I nearly forgot one thing. Let me introduce other members because he's in the committee and he's meeting us for the first time. Ndate Mohan. Kimematula Rukone, the chairperson, and then Kunalinda Dimabasa, representing the African National Congress, if you know him. Next to him is Ubabu Ungonyama. Now Ziba, Hwane, Asanzo, Mokhadlo. Jwana, Osata, Ituta, Wena, Hap. Okay, Babu Ngwenyama, representing COPE. Next to him is our doctor. We honored her with that title of doctor because her initials are DR. So yes. Yes, from the NC. Just next to you on your right hand side is Mr. Mubu, who's representing the DA. Next to that, Mubu came Van Morosi, representing the ANC. Next to her is Shema, representing IFP. I think that we have another member presenting ID COPE, or COPE ID, I don't know. No, not COPE, DAID, or IDDA, or IDA, we don't know. Mr. Hussein is not here with us today, he's apologizing. So, that's a full compliment, I guess. And then we have our support staff here with us. We have our content advisor next on my right hand side, Ms. Mabaso. Not related to Mr. Mabaso, I know. On my left hand side is Ms. Kaka, who's our secretary. And then that lady. She's standing up, by the way. She's not sitting. Okay, this is on a lighter note. Ms. Mbeleka Novisa. She's our researcher. And then we have Amanda there. I'm sorry, Amanda, I'm not going to call her surname again. You'll pardon me. She's our comic assistant. And then we have a gentleman from the PMG. Kodje? Mr. Shula, yes. You'll find PMG from all our... It's the Parliamentary Monitoring Group. Yes. They are own minutes, not our minutes. Yeah, they take their own minutes so that they can be able to inform the work of Parliament according to their own in their own perspective. So, yes. Somebody was asking, are they responsible for taking committee meetings? I said, no, every committee is a secretary. So we take our own minutes. Yeah. I think that's the full complement of the committee. We are going to start from page one. Sorry about the come in, please.
I wanted to check if you do this as my apology for the stress test. Because I spoke to you directly and on the day you announced the stress test, and I said that I will not be there. And actually, we even wrote to the Madam Sector. That's what I question. So that it's not you against me during the debate. You are not even there during the stress test. And now, how dare you say all these things like that? Because I want all to have a
free
and say you are there.
You must feel free. We did receive your apology. We did receive your apology and the same was apology.
So even so, I must not feel too apologetical in the debate. Because normally people that have not been in the meeting, they don't speak very apologetically in the debate.
In the meeting.
But for you, then...
I also sent apologies.
During the... You were there, you left... No, you were not there. Yes, Hussein was there, yeah. Yes, we did. We did receive your apologies before you left, yes, I remember that. But having noted that, the fact is that you were not part of the proceedings. And please, don't talk as if you were part of, because that's where you'll get into trouble. And now I have to indicate, now you are reminding me that I have to, in my report, indicate that so and so was not part of the meeting. So that as you speak, then the public understands that you were not part of. Okay, I'll continue, I guess. No, members, you feel free to... I think we're there with the other entities and the Department of Engwenyama. We were there, yes. So Mr. Shema was not there. So him, at the last point, really, he mustn't speak too much. Mm-hmm. And he must understand that he's younger than all of us here. So... Yes, generally, yes. But we'll be bringing new tendencies that we don't know. That Mobu introduced actually last week. I was surprised. Thank you very much. Let's start on page 1. Are we happy with the introduction there? Are we happy with it? Yes. And
by the way, we have taken these verbatim, the three bullets, we are quoting them from a document. Am I right? Or because in my mind, I was just loudly asking myself that, but I note that is, it's now that I'm on the floor, I was just thinking aloud that would that be the mission? Would the mission be more than that? But I think I'm answered.
Okay, this is as taken from the department document, yes. So we cannot amend it. Okay. I don't think there are APP emanates from the threat plan of the 2012. As Minister indicated, I think you'll correct me, members, but the Minister explained that they do not do their annual threat, their revisions. The only thing that they revise is the APP. So I think we have a way, we want to be convinced that the whole thing comes, the APP emanates from that. Yes.
And also just in addition to that, an annual performance plan for a new year cannot be based on the previous. Because each year you have to have new plans that address needs. So I think that should be in the algorithm.
I hope you know Tim Tando and other staff members. Yes, I'm not sure.
Although I don't know how critical it is, but can we also correct the grammar? Or,
yes. We do everything on that page.
On the paragraph below the three bullets, we should consider if we don't want to say statement in view of the fact that we have two bullets.
Okay. I don't know. Those who understand English better, please help us here. This is a strategic outcome oriented goal and a goal statement. We were trying to clarify that, Bhavan Mabasa. Did you hear that?
I did that.
The first, apparently according to the way I read this, it has the following strategic outcome oriented goal and goal statement. So the first one is a strategic outcome oriented goal, isn't it? The second one is a statement, the goal statement.
Yes.
That's why there's an end, yes. at the end of the first bullet. Should we add respectively, no? We shouldn't. Can we pass quickly here, Bantra? We rather leave it as it is. Thank you very much. May we proceed then? Can we continue then to page 2? Before, I think, and let's put the IDC Act properly. It can't be 1940. There were amendments, I think, according to the document, effected afterwards.
Yeah,
at the bottom of page 1, I guess, because it continues on page 2. Are we fine?
No.
Miss Odette?
Just a small thing is here. The last line, with the minister was appointed by the DG and the following sectors, the overview of the presentation. We can have some cool in here. We'll talk about this following. Yeah. That's why they have the small thing here.
Yeah, may we then proceed?
I just wanted to clarify on a paragraph that has had a background EDD planning framework, the third line on the top.
Yes, I can see that.
It was indicated that the strategic plan was not normally revised annually, and it was expected to be tabled at the start of a new administration. I want to know, understand what that means. the strategic plan is not annually revised. If it's not annually revised, then what is that what's the implication of that? Then it means
background to EDD planning framework
That paragraph, yes. It was indicated that the strategic plan was not normally revised annually, and it was said to be tabled at the new administration. I'm not sure of a strategic plan that is not revised on an annual basis. are we trying to say maybe it revives on a cycle of a period of years, maybe 3 years?
I think it's wrong to say it was. He indicated that, because this is the statement of the minister. I think that the continuation is what he said. That's why earlier on indicated that it would be wrong to say it derived from the 2012 third plan, because the understanding of the minister is that to table a 5-year strategic plan and then you don't revise it annually, you only revise the APTs. So this is what he was saying, that's why it's a background to their planning.
On the next plan,
yes. Okay. Thank you.
The new growth path is one of the instruments to achieve sustainable growth.
Okay, just a minute. We want to all be with you. Wait.
The very first paragraph of the case.
The first paragraph.
Last sentence.
After the three bullets, ne?
Yes.
Okay.
The new growth path is one of the instruments to achieve sustainable growth. Should we say, and all the instruments developed to achieve sustainable growth? The new growth path is one of the instruments developed to achieve the new growth path. It sounds good.
Thank you, Rabbi Gwenya. All right. Any other? On page 2.
Maybe in the same sort of thinking or alongside.
I'm wondering, when we say you group part is one of the instruments to achieve recommended by Ngonyama. My question is, have you not given an impression that the goals will follow, except if we qualify?
They are. They are the ones preceding that. Remember, since with alliance oversight managed with government imperatives of job creation, reduction of income inequalities, and eradication of poverty.
And as we say the above, something that.
Yes, okay. I think that would fit in there. I can make those corrections. Are we all in agreement?
On the part of, with the head on economic development policy context, the first sentence,
mm-hmm.
I would suggest that we amend that to read as follows. The EDD continues to facilitate the promotion of decent work through meaningful economic. I'm saying it because when you say to promote decent work, I think we all understand and accept that the role of the department really is the facilitated coordination of the other entities or other departments to be able to create work. It's not the job that happens is not a direct result of the efforts of EDD. It plays a facilitating role, a coordination role. Thank you.
I think as it's then, the way it's put is as it was explained by the minister. So it is important that you note that until where the committee is then deliberating on the issue. From the beginning up to the organizational environment is what the department was telling us. No, not there. I think it's yes.
From page one, on page two.
I think. We are on page 2. I think where we'll see the interaction would start from page 4. Yes, start from page 4. Babu, can you come again?
No, I was saying that that sentence, in fact, those two sentences in that context of the context, are taken as they are from page one, and as the second two bullet points. Promotion of the different way through meaningful economic
activities. Yes. So we can amend what they really are about. That's what they're telling us.
Right.
Method is.
My answer was this promotion. Well, read through. I think meaningful economic promotion is quite different promotion. That even if even though we create jobs, but we have to make sure that we create the quality jobs, not just the job. That's why they talk about promotion. I think it so the quality of work that you are focusing on, not just the job.
Okay. Thank you. I think where I'm not certain about the mandate, the second part one paragraph, where it starts with the mandate and activities of the EDD have been shaped by key policy frameworks such as the State of the Nation Address, the New Growth Path. Did the minister say this is a policy framework, the NGP and the IPEP, the NIP, Brenda, just before you, I just wanted to clarify that because it's an important fact.
Thank you, Chair. To my recollection, Chair, that's why I was a bit confused when we were lecturing on what is a framework and what is an action plan. Because I think that's just the exact verbatim of how it was presented on that day.
Well, I don't know because he was asked a follow-up. I can't recall who asked the follow-up question. You asked that question, wanting to know the difference between the NDP, the NGP, the IPEP. And the explanation was, as we all know it, that NGP is a strategy, it's not a framework, it's not a policy framework. And the IPEP is an action plan of the industrial policy. I think that's what we know. And then the NDP is the National Development Plan, that's the development, socio-economic development plan of the country. So I did take on our content advice on that, of course. And I'm sorry if I'm really confused because this is how it is. And, you know, this needs to, otherwise will be confusing people if it's really, it's written as it is in our document. Remember, this is meant for public consumption after we have adopted it. So we need not to confuse people. All right. Can we leave it as that? Because if it's verbatim, then we need not to change it. Because anyway, it represents what the minister was saying. Okay, may we move to page four? Page three, I mean.
Okay. Although not necessarily on this, but I think as we go on, we will have to revisit a principled approach to say, should it happen? I think we came across this before and we asked that there is a transition liaise with the department, the secretary, to clarify some things. But not on that because it's not such a cultural issue, but it could be an extreme where it says 3 plus 3 is 19. You know, with such a thing, it means we, even if it has been said by the minister, we will have to engage until we get to the right, at least that in passing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess maybe the formulation of that sentence will have to be looked into. Because it doesn't sit well with me, I must say. Yeah.
I think you create some more confusion if you go to, like, if you read the last sentence on page 3, on page 2, and go to the top of page 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's what you're talking about now. I think that needs to be looked at as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you see what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Because if you remember, well, the minister came out very strong when we were saying this is the economic policy, the new growth path, and I think it came from Pamela then.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, this is not the policy, this is the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if he then comes back again to say, because we understand there are economic policies, there's a strategy to achieve the economic policy. So those things need to be clarified so that we talk the same language every time we present. And I think the response he gave to the demo was very appropriate. But then that's why I want to clarify this, because it's easily a presentation, yeah, so that it can give us success. Because you were talking from a presentation. Do you have a copy? Amanda, can you get us a copy of the minister's presentation? Yes, they were, but remember from now. There's one for the department, there's one presentation from the minister, the separate one.
This one?
Yes, I think that's the one. Oh,
what is that?
Because I only have the... I only have their ATP, which we didn't have that. Growth path is government's key program to take country into a higher growth trajectory. Can you understand? NGP economic strategy designed to shift the trajectory of economic development, including through identified drivers of job creation. It's very clear. NGP is a broad vision for overall economic and social development and integrated to connect the various elements of public policy and implementation capacity. It's very clear on the minister's presentation. So I think we need really to put it in line with that, so that we don't send different signals to people, or messages to people. But we can correct them. It's on page, if I remember. It's on page, I don't know. It's written P1117. It's up on 4. P117, you got it. Okay, context for this intervention. Can you see that? Okay. I think what we have to do is just to confirm whatever here into that. Still on page 3, I guess we must be mindful of time, so we have to 3.
I'm not sure if my input will assist at the date. No, we'll talk about an overview of the progress made. We talk more about the lack of skills. One way to see maybe the breakdown in terms of sectors, so that we can identify sectors that are still lacking and plan moving forward to improve on those.
good, because we did request for that information. Unfortunately, we have not received it, so it will be difficult to include it here. The reason why we said they must provide us with that information was mainly for the purposes of that, for the inclusion in the report, but it's not yet there. We gave them 7 days. 7 days is long past, so Tando didn't do the work of follow-up. Can you make sure that you follow up and then put it accordingly, if members agree? Are we in agreement with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Page 4. Page 4. Page 5. Yes, one
more. I wonder if that word he, on the second paragraph from the top, the one he gave, I wonder if we shouldn't do without the he, because we have already said the minister, should we not do better?
Let's move that he. Can we move on the next paragraph, the third paragraph? The EDD also oversee the regulatory entities, namely, and leave the rest of that which are the commissions, namely, blah, 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 blah. Are you in agreement? Last one. Are you with us? Mm-hmm. I'm also going to indicate to report that you were busy with yourself from when we were discussing the report. And you're supposed to switch off the phone. You're in a meeting. But we can have a meeting. Okay. We asking on paragraph 4, are you agreeing with us? Paragraph 3, no, sorry. Yeah. The EDD also oversee the regulatory entities, public entities. Same paragraph, it also oversees the work of a development finance institution. And then the economic regulatory body is on the first one, I forgot to mention that. The ATC also oversees the economic regulatory public entities. Yeah.
Yes, I think
you
could
do the paragraph. I know that there's a very easier way of formulating this. I don't know why you choose the hard one.
Yes.
I think there's also, maybe it's just my lack of understanding, the responsibility of the EDD on the economic development regulatory entities and the FDI. Because isn't it that the economic development regulatory entities are directly I wanted to think, but isn't there the difference between the relationship between the department and the economic regulatory development entities and the FDI? Isn't there a difference in the responsibility of the department on those two? That's what I'm trying to clarify.
The EEDG was mandated to oversee this entity as part of his mandate from the president. I don't know what else would you want to clarify, unless there's another member who understands you otherwise. That day, Mabasa?
I think I'm slightly behind. Are we still correcting the sentence that you said in Islam?
Okay, let's finish this one. I'll come back to you. Are you okay on that? I thought maybe you are helping the demo. Are you okay on that, Babu?
No, I don't.
Are you okay? Mr. Mabasa, yes, come in.
I was saying, are we still clarifying the sentence that you said could have been written easier?
Yes, we said on that. On that paragraph.
If we move to the first also, and we construct it very firmly, so that the also that comes, the next also that comes in the other sentence, at least that will contribute towards the. So that we then say the EDD oversees. Because it would mean going into the tenant.
I agree. Are we okay?
Agree.
No, yeah. Okay. You're not okay.
My colleague friend is saying to me, we should not separate this paragraph from the above one.
Yeah.
The above one starts with the minister in illustrating the role of the EDD. And it further continues to say the EDD also is a continuation of the first paragraph. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe that's why that's the hardest part. What is the easiest way of crafting this paragraph?
No, we can simply say it's in addition.
You see, that's where the English X comes in. Be with the English D's and E's. We must just bear back some of us. Yes. I'm not really making it difficult for you guys.
I was saying that in that sentence, the third one, say that in addition, EDT oversees the regulatory blah 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 blah. It also oversees the work of God. Instead of saying also, say in addition.
Yeah. Who is reading it? Let me
go. I think that sentence just needs to be written, that paragraph. Because you see, the confusion that arises for me is, okay, the minister, in illustrating the role of the EDC with regard to infrastructure and organization, an example of the bus, train, taxi, integrated transport, which connects buses, trains, taxis, to provide urban water. I think it's just what I think should say should integrate the transport services like bus, train, taxi, because as it is now, the idea is that they have to be integrated. There is a slow flow if you want to use, get out of the bus, get into a train, a taxi. That's my understanding of what is being said here.
No, it's just the transport integrated transport strategy,
yeah.
Where your buses, your taxis, yeah, your trains and all that, are interconnected.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to make it easier and finish.
Although I wasn't there, and I wouldn't want to change the order, so I don't think we are bound to, it's not talking verbatim what was said here. I think in pointing out, because if you say in education, it makes it sound like an added responsibility, which I think is one of the core functions of the department, so I'm not comfortable with the term in addition. But what I would suggest is, I think the paragraph that says the minute and illustration of EDD should actually come after you've unpacked that the EDD oversees these entities and institutions. Because the illustration, you know, logically flows out of these responsibilities of oversight. And maybe it should make it easier to pin a paragraph, because we are now trying to deduce it out of illustration, or the illustration should come out of the core function.
Let me ask you a question.
If the third paragraph was written properly, would you have had a problem with other paragraphs? Anyone who wants to?
I don't have a problem with the paragraph. I'm just the order of the paragraph in order to make sense and to have it's right, you know, the content that is there is correct, but I'm just trying to make it
look okay,
readable, and for that paragraph to make it as it's written there.
Yeah. Really, I didn't think this would take this much time.
Little bit. Yeah, I put it in just to use to hold my hand. I think initially, when I moved, I went to
The conclusion, according to what you're saying, maybe just to give a ruling, because I can hear that you don't want to get to the point. You are saying that we need to work on the sequencing of this.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
The flow.
So that you can have the easier flow. It's very difficult when you write in minutes. I know. But we want also people to understand, because it's not our record, it's for the people to be able to interact with it and have a better understanding of the work that we're doing. Yes.
And I'll tell you that,
but it's quite difficult to...
Are you overruling what I'm saying?
No, sure.
Okay. So I did call for you guys to say something.
But
you didn't.
But what I was about to say is, enhances your point.
I don't want you to enhance. Okay, I wanted to enhance your point. Gave you the opportunity, you didn't. So now I'm wrapping up you coming in. Thank you. So we are in agreement that they're going to work it out and then according to the way we want it. Thank you very much. May we proceed then to the... either to the next page or to the next point that you have on page 4. Any other? Page 4. Methodist, on the next more conventional environment. You don't have anything on organizational environment. I'm looking at your interest here, because I know people who are concerned about the issues. Yes, ma'am. I understand the point you raised that kind of still need to follow up under this part. If there's any other apart from that. If there's none, it's okay. It's okay to say we must proceed. Next page 5. because I'm running away from you, you know, shipping out while we are busy. This is running towards your outside.
On the issue of, but I'm at a last paragraph, I don't know whether I can go there.
Mm-hmm.
On the issue of jobs, the EDD indicated that before, I think it should be before the end of the year, but it should be by year end or by, but it looks like we must correct something there before the end of last year. South country, then to say a number of jobs grew instead of saying top numbers grew. Maybe it shouldn't be on the issue of job creation. Otherwise this job will become too much of a topology. On the issue of job creation, the EDD indicated that by the end of 2012, the number of jobs created grew, and then it continues the way it is.
Okay.
Does the proposal have an agreement?
That before the end of last year, there was an increase, especially in the net new jobs.
Come again.
On the issue of jobs, the EDD indicated that before the end of last year, 2012, there was an increase, especially in net new jobs.
And then we, I think that is
an omit
such that, yeah.
Well, there was an increase in jobs, especially in net jobs.
Net new jobs.
No. Increase, especially in net new jobs.
No, I'm not sure. Well, why can't we say on the job issue rather than on the issue of jobs? On the job issue, the EDT indicated that before the end of last year, job number grew such that there were increases, especially in the next new jobs. And the end of last year, job number grew.
And the proposal that we delete job numbers grew such that.
Okay.
we just say, not just say it and then give your opinion on that. On last thing, on the jobs issue, you are turning it around.
Yes.
The EDG indicated that before the end of last year, before the end of 2012, could be the second quarter of the 2012 or the first quarter, whatever.
But if you want to measure,
because if you remember last 2012, there was that the variation, you know.
Vaccination.
Yes. Vaccination. The going up and down.
Yes.
Of the growth, of growth. So I think this is what he meant. So that it doesn't pin it to a particular period. So before the end, before the end of 2012, there were those challenges.
Yes.
I mean, there were, you know, those
challenges. I was thinking to the whole proposal.
Yes.
You were still very good at that.
Yeah.
We'll come back to the
market. Then what I was saying, before the end of 2012, because Mother's recommended that we do away with last year. There were increases, especially in net new jobs.
There were what?
Increases.
Right.
Especially in the net new jobs.
No, I feel like otherwise, I wanted to come up with another proposal.
Yeah. So can we stick to that?
Because I was going to say that, and on the job issue, it indicated that you were saying by the end of 2012, job grew, especially the next new job. That's what I wanted to propose. But I can leave whatever.
Mm. You know, the repetitive nature of job.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. I think it deals with what are we saying by with the before and by. As long as it doesn't lose the context.
Mm. By the end of last year, job numbers had grown. But I think what we are indicating is when, like I say, you're not specific period. But you are saying by the end of 2012.
Fine. So we leave before we put it by. Are you all comfortable? Yeah. Okay, let's move on then. Can you hear us that? Okay. What you're removing is job numbers, growth such that, and then the job issues, and then put by, you remove the last year then. Is that okay? Thank you. Are we still on page 5? Anyone on page 5? Can we move
on? On page 5, the very first sentence, the committee indicated that it quite appreciates that the EDT, blah, 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 which poses a challenge. However, it would be helpful if the EDT could... the committee indicated, I wanted to adjust that to say, the committee indicated that the EDT's mandate, we just removed it, quite appreciates that. The committee indicated that the EDT's mandate and hope is quite wide, which poses a challenge. Therefore, the EDT should identify and be more specific on the project and so on and so forth. We remove, it's a bit wordy. Yes. I'm not sure whether you can get my point. I'm just removing the many words otherwise. It's quite appreciated. And we just remove that, and the court indicated that the EDT is money. We don't appreciate anything. We just say it's what we know.
Why can't we appreciate
that? No, because that appreciation is more of what? identify, and that, you know, we identify that the EDT is magic and it's quite wise. Instead of the thing,
no.
The committee.
The appreciation is also acknowledgement of the fact that it's wide. The mandate is wide.
The committee indicated that.
Not
indication.
Not
indication. Indication is part of acknowledgement.
No, not in the much better.
The committee noted zero indication.
Yes, it's much better.
I don't have problems with that. As long as we're going to move this, it's quite appreciated.
Not noted.
Not noted.
I think they have a lot of ways that one thing they should focus.
The paragraph under bullet 2, the third paragraph, I think it's too long, the first sentence. I propose we break it into two, the one that starts the committee. The committee mentioned that as much as all of the KPIs were important, but it was critical to ensure that the creation of jobs was of top priority and high on the agenda of EDG, full stop. Then we can then start by secondly, it was also, and then continue the sentence. I'm just thinking that it's too long.
Are we in agreement?
Please.
Member, talk to me so that we can be quicker. Agreed, thank you. Any further changes on file? You okay? I think that's a good question. I want to say that
I don't understand
concept. Oh, something is telling you something.
We will watch you on the meeting. On the meeting day, you must just say agreed and sit down.
Okay, let's move to page 6.
Under alignment of policies and policy initiatives, the first paragraph, the committee wanted to know as to how. The committee wanted to know what the EDD was going to do to ensure. It sounds repetitive if you add the as to how, to ensure that the differences of regards are not going to compromise.
Yeah.
Alignment, under alignment. Okay, are we fine? Are we in agreement?
I think
yes. That the Mabasa and then no.
On another one, right at the beginning, the first paragraph, the 2 weeks could not be considered a real job.
Where is that?
Page 6, the first paragraph.
Okay.
2 weeks could not be considered a real job because it was whether we can take very temporary or too temporary. But all I'm proposing is to remove S and then introduce real before the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to make it politically correct? I understand. Yeah, politically correct.
The last paragraph. I think it should also be just amended slightly. The content is fine, but in terms of just reading properly, I would suggest it reads with regard to consensus on the implementation of the NDP. South Africa was a free and democratic country where people could still express their views. However, it was important not that there was blah blah blah.
you feel on acute, however.
We accept the fact that you know the 60%, but however, there was a census on.
You can't put but and however.
Why
not? Oh, I'm listening to what you are saying. Oh.
I'm just paraphrasing what I was saying.
Then. Oh, okay. However, are we in agreement?
Which
However,
I don't think I agree with how it was.
We talk about the last paragraph.
I think so.
After views, Babu Mubu thinks we must put however.
No. I would suggest therefore. As a put to however.
No, I'm ask the question. There are differences, particularly in the given example of a trade union that will hold to this NDP. It means that the three countries can disagree on issues. However, we must realize that there's consensus on many issues. So that is the NDP. I think the concept that Dada is with me. So I would appreciate things can be
however. Second
then,
Are
you still in it, Bible?
I was least of my work.
He's least of your work?
Oh.
Yeah, because you're in the same thing.
However, it's correct.
So we have agreed.
So, however, win?
Yes.
I want to go back to the students and I want to go to the school. I want to go to the school. I want to go to the school.
I want
Before
we can leave you and go to the next page, I want to contest the first case. I've over not taking you back.
Wow.
It's the best of my knowledge. Page paragraph under alignment of policy. To the best of my knowledge, the question was having two faces, two folded. It was the how part of it and the what part of it. So I really want to not to agree with that they can what they come.
We need to retain it as it is.
Please.
Okay.
It was two folded,
Next question.
I partly agree. The committee wanted to know how and what. And if.
What and how?
Yeah.
The easy to
how
Alright.
How is it going to do, or blah, and how is it going to do that? Instead of writing two sentences in the same thing, say how and what. Just delete that too.
Okay. How and what? Okay. Will you be satisfied with that?
Yes.
Thank you. We're moving on. Madam Horosi, are you satisfied?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Babu Mubu?
On the second paragraph of 37, I would rather read the following. In response, not reading the head part, of course, it's already clear, but I want to say, the second paragraph, in response, the EDD indicated that check out on the block is a good mention at the top. The easy indicated that there is a constitutional government was blah blah. In response to check out the above, because we already mentioned that, but in response, we highlighted the concerns that it had in the first paragraph. But the EDG in response indicated that the constitutional government was true.
Can I ask you a question? Because I thought if you respond on a particular matter, it explains that particular matter. But if you say in response, it indicated that this is the only question.
No.
Because Yes.
This is a second copy.
Yes.
We are expressing a concern about eruptions at the border in Turkey.
Yes.
And we're saying that this is a serious constraint to the economic development of the nation.
Can read that. It's indicated on the blockages of infrastructure projects. That responds to infrastructure projects. And then the second sentence responds to the project of Mudubi project. That's why it says on the Mudubi project specifically, it was mentioned that the minister had led governance inter- You see?
I'm not
going
with that. I'm not going with that. I just want a bit of a final sentence, the fifth sentence in that paragraph.
Mm.
I'm suggesting we should need to read in response. Because we've already expressed what we're concerned about in the paragraph. It's okay, it's interruption in the infrastructure development. But the new time says, in response to the CDD indicated that their responsibility of government to take out all the blockages of infrastructure projects for the relationship with this time.
Are you with him?
Yeah.
There are two responses.
Yes.
So you can't then club
no.
the responses together.
No, not yet.
Yes.
The response is clear also. The minister refers to two
the blockages and to the middle.
Which is highlighted in the first part. But yes.
So why wouldn't you want the blockages to be reflected?
Okay.
Because that's the response on the blockage is different from the one on the project. There has to be a difference in highlighting that. I understand in response you removed to the above, but in terms of the on the issues on it is responded to, there has to be a difference. Mm.
The very first paragraph.
Yes. The committee, the second sentence.
First, the EDT was requested to indicate as to what it was doing to mine the project in the development of this project and ensure that
the development of this power station is not delayed by labor unrest.
Let me say, first, the EDT was requested to indicate what it was doing. We removed that too. It was first to indicate what it was doing to manage the processes in the development of the project and in ensuring that the development of the power station is not delayed by the government.
Sounds better.
Manage the project in the development of the project.
Can you talk to the microphone?
And also in ensuring that the development of this power station is not delayed by labor.
No, I can't hear.
If we are seeing what it was doing to manage, therefore it must be end to ensure.
And to ensure. It's okay. I'm comfortable.
I think what we need to understand is the minister, when he responded, he was talking about general infrastructure projects blockages. How do they deal with them? And then to be specific on Mudubi, this is how he's responding. The general management of blockages on infrastructure projects and the specific Mudubi project. It must be clear because he was trying to explain how they are dealing with the how they are intervening in terms of the steps of crisis.
Yeah, I'm insisting on that. He was responding to my question. And I call how
he yes, that was an example of Mudubi. But generally it was with other projects that they have. Because I remember I had the similar question. Yes. Can we move on that? From that one, can we move to the next one? Are we satisfied with the personnel issues and the organizational structure?
Yes.
Yes. Page 8. Mr. Jesse, you don't seem convinced, but I take you back.
I think the order is the revised strategy. Maybe the revised one will yield.
Where?
You know, the very first one under conditional trust.
Remember, members, we still have a provision for recommendation. We still have to make recommendations. That must go with this report. So in whatever we are doing, we have discussed, we looked at the report, after looking at the report, we then make recommendations. So there's still a long way to go. So can we agree that we, if an issue is not clear here, maybe when under recommendation you can clarify it and be specific on what exactly do you want the department to do. Can we agree on that? Thank you. Ms. Otessa, you sorry, I served you earlier on the floor.
So just the second line of the second paragraph, towards the end, I suppose, and wanted to know what the ADD was doing, and remove S2 again.
The second line
of the second paragraph. The committee raised concern about unfair posts and wanted to know what the ADD was doing to do differently to ensure the product heroes. No,
thank you. The next issue. We are on page 8. Yeah, we'll come in. Okay.
Thank you very much, Chair. On the thick paragraph 1, 2, 3 from the bottom, the one beginning on youth employment. I would suggest that it reads, on youth employment, the EDD indicated that the youth accord, employment accord was going to be signed on Thursday, or by Thursday, instead of indicated that the signing was. It sounds repetitive with two signing and signed in one sentence.
I get you. I don't know if a number two agrees. Thank you. That's on page 8. Can we move to page 9? Page 9?
Can we have page on page 8 instead of 8? The second paragraph on the bottom indicates that there are other initiatives. With regard to addressing community bigger problems than ever, it was clear that there were other initiatives for jobs in other provinces, for job creation in other provinces.
Where are you?
It's a second paragraph from the bottom, on page 8.
Mm-hmm.
With regard to addressing community between bigger problems than ever, it was indicated that there were other initiatives for jobs in other provinces. I am saying that other initiatives or job creation initiative in other provinces.
I think I like the other job initiative. Job creation initiative. Yes. All right. Can we move on, please? Page 9. Are we satisfied? The government's stance on the measure was that there was a signal And that the ultimate objective, what are we saying? It's going to turn,
huh? Yeah, the objective.
My mind seems to be very slow today. Forgive me for that. Pardon. I'm still on page 8.
On page 8.
And so,
okay, come in.
I'm trying to get what is the difference between bigger provinces and rural areas. I think it was going to be a bit, you know, the couple to say rural and urban areas rather than bigger provinces and rural areas. The last paragraph.
Bigger provinces would...
With regards to the second last paragraph.
Okay, I don't know. I understand that you're still struggling on the bigger provinces and, and urban areas. Yeah. But I didn't get what exactly the challenge.
The challenge is, I actually wanted to say, to come up with a better wording. To say we better say rural and urban areas rather than saying bigger provinces and urban areas.
That would be different then.
Okay.
Yes, because bigger provinces would talk to the population size, would talk to the growth levels of those provinces, would take into consideration different things. But in the context of this, this I think what we're talking about, the Western Province, the Western Cape and the Gauteng. Yes. That's in addressing economic disparities. That's why an example of Limpopo was given here. Limpopo in terms of population is quite big. But in terms of economic growth, it's not. It cannot be compared to Gauteng and the Western Province.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the differences. It's a rural peak.
Okay.
Yes. The second part you were talking about, you had the second aspect of the question?
Mm-hmm.
No, you covered. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
No, we had that small focus in here. I was still in my head, but I was also missing, I was debating the word bigger.
KwaZulu-Natal is getting bigger, it is
because it's an ambiguous regional report.
Yeah.
Because the Northern Cape, if I say, is big in terms of demographic size, geographic size, but small in population.
Okay,
so
we're talking
report,
economic disparities, underline there. If it didn't mention the economic disparities, I would agree with you. I'd be the first person to agree with you.
If I may tell you.
Yes, sir.
But on, even if it is along the lines of economic disparity, it's not measured on the line of population.
Mm-mm. It's not important. It's more to do with the growth.
With GDP.
Yes.
I know it's quite important, allowing me to.
I guess it's better. Maybe you'll be able to coin the question better. And think. I understand the confusion, and it will help us if you really bring us to a better understanding. But my understanding was related to the GDP contribution of the province towards the national. What do you call it, the GDP province, Bavungonya?
On the same point, I'm just thinking, we're talking between bigger provinces and urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we say then bigger provinces and smaller, or rural, predominantly rural provinces?
In which way?
I think
they have, yeah. I could understand you have a point, but I don't understand. what is the challenge? Can we read it in with regards to addressing economic disparities between bigger provinces and urban areas?
The comparison chair.
The clusters of this report. Can you help us? What exactly were we doing here?
Sure. In the interest of time, I think it makes sense for us to say bigger and smaller provinces.
Not
urban
areas.
But we remove urban areas, because if we talk urban, we'll be talking urban and rural areas.
Urban and rural areas.
That's where comparison will be. Bigger and smaller provinces. In terms of GDP.
Yeah.
I needed that.
Okay.
Yes,
come
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, especially when you use the word between. But then we change in the context in which the question was asked now. Because indeed I think there was mention of urban
and rural.
So if we now want to modify it to correct the use of between, because it can't compare a bigger province than urban, then let's clarify it in that way, but not change the fact that the question was around bigger provinces and smaller provinces, and then we say rural and urban.
Yeah. Let's proceed. I think, you know, there is a merit in what you're saying, and Babu Gwenya, and Memo. Because as this paragraph continues, there's even be a more confusion. Because it says, an example was Limpopo, where there were several projects which created many jobs. How does this relate to bigger provinces and smaller provinces here? In this context, what is Limpopo?
Predominantly rural.
Then the point that Mouros is raising is valid and things, because here it's like you're comparing rural and urban at the same time you are comparing bigger and smaller. There's a little bit of confusion here. I thought when I read it at the beginning that it was just only the economic differences. But as you continue, you can see that there's a problem here. The main topic here is about jobs, it's not about economic disparities.
I thought, if we say, with regard to addressing economic disparities between bigger provinces, between bigger provinces and urban areas, or bigger and urban based provinces, it allowed me to think that it was indicated that there were other initiatives for jobs in smaller and rural based provinces. Because it's a combination of a rural and the smaller provinces like Limpopo, and bigger provinces that are urban, and so that's the case. Or we can say bigger urban provinces. And
yeah, I think there's a confusion.
And rural, smaller provinces. Rural and smaller provinces. Because the combination of peak here is...
Can I read the paragraph so that we just try to understand it? With regards to addressing economic disparities between bigger provinces and urban areas, it was indicated that there were other job creation initiatives in other provinces. There were job creation initiatives in other provinces. An example was in Popo, where there were several projects which created many jobs. The Mitsi project was also another example of how the EDD was addressing economic disparities. Yeah.
Sure, it makes
And in the case of the Mitsi project, over 15,000 direct jobs were created. This did not include other direct jobs. Yeah, come in. I just wanted to understand.
Read as a whole and flowingly, it makes sense.
Yes.
But it can be confusing. because I think the party of Limpopo is trying to respond to it as a smaller province. Though the disparities are there in what was called the meeting bigger provinces, Limpopo is a smaller province. There are activities. So I don't know, but if raised a whole, it's sort of... It's a confusing paragraph. You just do it carefully. That's...
I think what we should do, let's go back to what the intention. Our intention is not to speak to ourselves, but our intention is to speak to the third person. So if we accept that, I think we must, even if it's at a risk of changing slightly what the minister said or the government said, but I would propose we stick to rural versus urban, as was proposed by Mem Mukhorosi. Because that's how the issue started, was raised by when originally raised. That's how the whole thing started.
Thank you. I think let's go back to the second paragraph where this is emanating from. The committee registered their concern that economic development was concentrated mostly on the main metro areas and big provinces. The EDD was requested to indicate as to what was being done about the development of rural areas and other smaller and less developed provinces. I think the question is quite clear. But I think the response, the way it is put here, I remember well because I asked the question, especially under social development, if you recall well. And the response, the question also included the industrialization of the rural areas, the role of EDD vis-a-vis of the Rural Development Department. I think there were follow-up questions around that question. So the question would be in manifold, the response. But the way we are addressing this response, it's like we want to clap Brenda and Sandu and Mavis. We want to clap everything together, which is not correct. I think this is what brings the confusion here. I think we need to re-look at our responses. Look at your notes. Because I now recall that the response was much bigger than this, much more wider than this. Because I even gave an example of an area in Mpumalanga where during the Bantu stem it was like this, and it's still the same. And the minister came in to say, for instance in Limpopo, this is what we are doing. The area is rural, had no economic potential. Now that we've put me to be there, we are now able to create jobs and we also to generate economic activity around the area, which brings in more development. I think that was the response that got me satisfied when he responded, giving me to be an example. So I think that the response is not sufficient. Go back to your notes, really. I think we'll get to that. The response. To respond to this question. Because it's very clear. The question is very clear on paragraph 2. And that bullet. I don't know if you agree with me. If you don't, you can come with an amendment, please. May Mohorosi. Thank you. You have to be quicker because by Friday we need to have the final report. So that you can see.
we can refer for debate. So it has to be the right one.
Page 9?
We're on page 9 now.
The government stands on that, right?
On what?
The second paragraph.
Yes.
The government stands on measure was to protect South African jobs, grow the economy, and improve infrastructure. Full stop. We remove the. Was that there was a single effort, the ultimate objective was. We just say that the government starts to measure what to protect. And I'm not even sure why we're talking about measures, because preceding it is about agreement. It's about regional integration. I'm not sure. Maybe this was about a question people will respond to the about EDT indicated that. And the issue about is regional integration. Oh, that must measure. It's page 8 on measures and acquisitions and so on. So if it's in response to that, then I want to suggest Chairperson that say the government starts on measures, because it's responding to measures. It's just simply say the government starts on measures is to protect our health jobs, grow the economy, and improve infrastructure. And remove what that there was a single, and that is the ultimate objective, to remove that.
I think the ultimate objective is that of protection. That's the ultimate objective.
Absolutely, madam.
Yes.
But we just think.
Yeah.
In other words, we're thinking if we say the government transfer measures in response to the amount the EPP indicated that the government transfer measures is to protect healthcare jobs, grow the economy, and improve the infrastructure.
The government starts on measures as
is to protect healthcare jobs.
I don't know what I'm trying to think.
Okay.
I'm trying to run away from what you're saying. Okay. Mama was.
Okay. I think indeed that sentence is wrong, but I think it needs to say the government stands on measures. It's the same. It's still the same. Because I think the concern was a statement had been made by the Minister of Trade, which sort of created the question of whether the departments were still singing the same tune.
Yeah, I think between the demo and the
government. So you could say the government stance on matters is still the same, or still the same, and that the ultimate objective was to protect South African jobs.
Yes,
yeah.
Still the same.
Yeah.
And the ultimate objective is this one. Yes, we agree. Eh?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, Madam Chair.
Yes.
But why are we saying it's still the same? Because my issue is that we are not asking, we are not giving the context in the above paragraph.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying. I think what is saying
in the above.
Okay, right.
It's not the immediate above.
It's the other strategic issues, point one above. In light of the statement made by the Minister of Trade and Industry in support of Walmart the Massmart measure, the committee wanted to ascertain as to what was EDT's then. So he says here, it's the same, still the same, nothing changed. Can we agree? It is included, because it does.
Agreed.
Thank you. The next.
Page
10. Angivumeli ngegaba. Nathi sine mine lengiya ngo 6. Kune siqedele. Unga yocela lapha kubo le nto bazazuma ukuthi change. Ha? To Devon, you can buy a show. Welcome to the school. fana na sempumala aphelile futhi asempumala ngomfa namhlanje ne yeah babu magasa
on page 10 the paragraph I take indicated
on page 9 I'll be done with page 9. Okay. Before we go to 10, to the entities, can we deal with the recommendations of the department? Okay. That's why, because they're the first, it's your first day, I would agree. Not with Babu Shem. Yeah, even in the chamber, you know, the newcomers are given the privilege of, you know, doing as they like. Yes, old new member, yes. He's readjusting, so we're allowing him. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
May we then deal with recommendations? This is the department's recommendations. And I want to make a proposal. Although I know that we're going to be debating on also on the entities. There are two entities that we haven't concluded. That is the competition authorities. It's competition, commission and tribunal. No. In terms of reporting, in terms of the report, yes. So, I wanted to request that perhaps we leave out the regulatory bodies and we just focus on the DFI. Because on the regulatory bodies, it's only ITEC that we have looked into their report. But if I'm not mistaken, there were also issues that they needed to come back to us on, the ITEC. So I'm suggesting that we don't include the regulatory bodies report. We are allowed in terms of the elements to just report on those, and then later on we can table the report. So we need to take a decision on that. That doesn't mean we cannot debate on the issues. We can still debate, but their reports will follow later. Or we might also decide not to include the debates on the regulatory bodies and then have a special debate after tabling that one later. Introduce something later. Maybe when we present a report, you can make, what we call it? The language? Yes, can make declarations. Then we debate on that. You make it two minutes? How many minutes? Declaration? 3 minutes. Yes. You say whatever you want to say.
How many?
On the regulatory bodies.
Okay.
Yeah. It's up to us. It's up to the meeting. I'm just putting a recommendation on the table. Yes, Tom.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just wondering, won't these entities be there at the debate? And here we go on just about the department, and none of us says anything about it. How do we politely get around that herd of two or three of us sitting there? And
No. PFI is a part of.
Oh,
okay. The only economic regulatory bodies. Okay. ITEC, Competition Commission, Competition Tribunal. They will be there, of course, because they are under the department.
Mm.
And anyway, the department did report about them. We had debate around their work. The only thing, it will be the report on them. Is it okay? Please, clarify your parts and that's in the meeting so that we can collectively take a decision. Babu Ngonya? I thought you had a part, a big one. Yes.
Well, you answered my question. I was going to say that these regulatory bodies are fairly part of the department.
Yes.
And therefore, even as you say, you will say one or two things without getting a sense of that because of the relation that we are.
So, nobody leaves this meeting until we finish. Can you please extend your flight? Time. I'm very serious, really. We have to. This is a collective work and it has to be finished, concluded as such. Can we move to page 10? If we, page recommendations under this person. Can we deal with that quickly? The department. That shouldn't be a problem because we already deliberated on that. Department, recommendation, or we want to leave it as such? And that the Mabasa?
I think one recommendation will be that the department should intensify its influence on narrowing, you know, I'm not using the right words really, on narrowing the gap between the economically advanced provinces and the poor provinces. Because they have taken steps just so that they intensify those steps. The steps that we discussed just now.
The other one is in page 5, where we say the point indicated that indices money that goes is quite wide and poses a challenge, and that's what it should identify the most effective approach to the needed. In other words, it must be open and must be wide. In page 5, from the budget spend and annual supplement, and the wide, the very first paragraph.
The department, worldwide, growing economies, do so by supporting SMEs and cooperatives. We urge the department to maximize its support to the two. The wording could be better improved.
Chair, the department recently signed the youth, youth something accord, employment accord, that is what it called. I want to recommend that this be implemented without too much hesitation, or for lack of a better word. I'm saying this here because of the fact that, okay, from a political standpoint, we have a different view of that at DA. But I'm saying,
on what?
The youth
unemployment.
Okay. What? How did you ask? The youth?
Accord.
I'm saying this because, see, there's been such a long debate on this issue. Since 2010, when the president mentioned this in the sauna, there have been disagreements within the the tapas that are lying. Now that accord has been signed. Whatever form it's going to take in terms of difference between it and the youth weight subsidy, right now I think is immaterial. But what I'm trying to say is that we should recommend for the immediate implementation of that, if it's possible. That's my suggestion.
The immediate implementation of the accord, the only accord, the youth employment accord, or all accords?
Well, I'm specifically mentioning that. Because you remember, Chair, there's been a lot of debate about this. We in the DA, have advocated for the youth wage subsidy.
Mm.
But, of course, the ruling party has changed it after the Yomangon conference. It has become something else. But what I'm saying is, this has been overdue, it's long overdue, even though, of course, the form in which it has taken. But one of the agencies, the agent issues that we have to do is the youth unemployment issue. So I'm saying, would not be appropriate that one of the recommendations we make is that this accord be implemented as a matter of agency.
Mm. What are we saying? There's a proposal, urgent implementation of the employment accord. It's broad.
Meaning what?
It's broad. I thought I'm a chair here. Thank you, Babu. Babu Gonya. Is that what you're doing in your negotiation?
That's what we do together.
Oh, okay.
All right. No, I was saying that the implementation is there as a proposal, as a political, and the accord. And all what Mungu is saying, it must be implemented.
Yes. The question I'm asking, are we all in agreement that we seek the implementation of the youth employment accord? Are we obviously after signing its implementation?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
What are we saying? There must be immediate implementation.
Immediate signing.
The implementation, because Minister came out saying, no, this is going to implemented sooner.
Yeah.
So what are we saying?
We're saying what the Minister said, but it must be needed.
We're supporting what the Minister is saying. Okay, thank you.
The first is saying,
and that one is the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Can we, the next one? Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's it, Mbanya. The other one, you know, there are so many of these recommendations.
Can I be unfair to you really today? I really, I don't do this normally, but today I'm going to be very unfair to you guys. Methodist. I know what the problem is when I can fly. The fact of the matter is that we wanted to start early in the morning, and the other challenge is that we have the problem that we have to present on Tuesday. This came even after we have indicated to the house chair that we are not ready. We were told we have to move. We have to do it on Tuesday. So we don't have any option, and we can't go on that without putting on the report. Otherwise, what will be the basis for our debate? I just want to be unfair to you guys, just for today. I know that I do understand most of the time. Just for today, I'll be really unfair. Huh? Mobo?
Yeah, I'm just saying that I understand what you say, but others are making this request for the first time, for the very first time.
No, I know that.
I'm putting on record.
Yes, I know that. That's one thing I'm being unfair to all of you, irrespective of the case. But let me move.
Now, I'll question that, Chair.
We need a consensus. I mean, what
this is a report. We need a quorum.
Quorum.
Yes, we need a quorum.
What will constitute the quorum?
How many are we?
Yes.
Seven of us. Okay, can we move on?
Sure.
Yes. Can we still on recommendations? Babu Ngonyama? Sorry for that. I did that too.
Well, I see that in page 8, for example, that the committee emphasized the need for an establishment of an institution that should develop entrepreneurs. But the committee suggested that the institute consider having the idea of developing and establishing a college. I regard that as a recommendation.
Yes.
Thank you. Are we together then?
Yeah.
If there's that's the right R next to it, so that we move on to other things. That one, then on page 7, in light of the revised plan, the committee indicated to view that also the organogram of the institute had to be viewed and aligned to the revised strategy, so to ensure that the council is telling the reviewer of that.
I think the reviewer should also include the stress plan. They must be, the committee recommends that an annual strategic plan reviewer, that is very aligned to that should be also the APP and the organogram, ne? This is the structure of the organogram. Is it in line, Bagambonya?
Hello.
Is it in line?
In line, yes.
What I'm saying, is it in line with what you're saying? Okay.
Absolutely.
And we agree on that.
Now on page 5, if I'm allowed.
Yes.
On page 5, the committee observed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth paragraph of the talk, observed and indicated to the city that they had noticed that there was a lot of discussion on the level of outcomes within the government department. Then it goes on and the recommendation it was to me, it was further indicated that it was important for it to give specific and measurable data on the creation of jobs and progress made with the government. In other words, measurable data, specific measured data on the creation of jobs and progress. And so that's another one.
evolution is sacred.
What is the main one? The main argument? The main issue there? What are you highlighting?
It's about job creation. I could mention that as much as all KPIs were important, but it was critical to ensure that creation of jobs was a top priority and high on the agenda of people.
Oh, yes.
It was critical for the level. For us to be more serious, for the department to be more serious, it must come up with this specific level of data on creation of jobs and progress made in the
okay.
And kind of picking an instrument that measures and monitors.
Exactly. Are we in agreement to that?
Yes, okay. I told you that, but I also told you that if you look at the paragraph, the last paragraph on page 5, the minister makes emphasis on the specific jobs that were created as a result of trade in South Africa and other African countries. Focus on Africa, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to tie that with what you think of as a separate point.
Let's put it as a separate point. It was very important.
Come with it again.
Focusing on Africa for job creation.
Focus on trade, promotion of trade in the African country towards the creation of jobs at home.
Yes. Trade with African countries, yeah.
On basic, I'm not sure whether this issue of the NDP, because of its importance, we don't want to highlight it again. It has to say, emphasize the point that we said, however, it was important to note that there was consensus on many issues. It was regarded, the committee recommended that, and the views expressed on this issue should be allowed. However, it must be understood that there is a consensus. So I did not seem to think over and under. Not sure whether I want to put it as a regulation or we should just leave it like that. I'm trying to find a way of putting the MDT issue and close that as a department we see the view expressed as part and parcel of opening debate, allowing debate. However, we believe that there's consensus on the MDT. My qualities of ease are coming back. Now I find myself trying to...
I see.
It's
not good, eh?
It's not good. I'm the
doesn't matter. You'll always be there in the, with us.
I do agree with that. What do you think? But I've got a approach and suggestion. Like, of course, with the general agreement on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think for me the emphasis would be on the fact that the has been addressed as a framework by which we have to address the inequalities of the past. The three challenges that we're facing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to emphasize on the differences that some of the...
can I ask, will it do any harm if we leave it out?
No problem. Okay.
Because I know that there are committees that are going to come with the NDP debate. No, I'm asking if you really feel strong that
no.
We need to come. Will there be any harm in
no.
Leaving it out?
We can leave it. I don't know.
Okay. Can
I'm in a huge difficulty.
Yes, to make a recommendation. We're finalizing and then can we agree now?
Yeah.
What time is your flight?
My flight is 5:30 and so...
Can they please check you? Otherwise you'll be late.
Because
yeah,
the gentleman of the shuttle is here. So in all honesty, I didn't have a problem changing flight.
No, we're done with the report. And the recommendations. If you don't have any recommendations, we can adopt the report.
Yeah.
The only thing that will be left with are the entities. And I'm happy if we're done with the report, we adopt the report of the department as an overall thing. So what I need here is Memphis to come in a memo so that we can adopt the report before you
leave,
while we still come in a quorum. You can still make it, Doctor. Narrowing the gap, yes. Between economically developed and underdeveloped provinces, yes, we did.
Yeah. Within the context of job creation.
Yes, we can. Let's find it.
Within the context of job creation, we should emphasize and then the relationship, current relationship with the African country, because it's a cross formation. Job creation.
Yeah, it's a similar to Lento.
I can vote in absentia.
No,
the traffic is piling up.
I understand.
Tomorrow is a holiday.
The problem is now, you have no members, not the me. Can we phone them? The ones who are coming.
It refers to matters about both. They were also looking at the kind of
question
of which both were being funded.